Coast Radio News for Monday, April 26, 2021. I'm George Henry. Cases of COVID-19 continue to surge in the state, and several counties, including Lane, are at risk of returning to extreme risk levels without the two-week grace period. Governor Kate Brown also canceled the warning week and told Oregonians that if the number of hospitalizations increases to 300 cases, counties that are within the parameters of an extreme risk move could do so on Friday. Currently, there are 291 individuals in the hospital, which is 4 fewer than on Saturday. Of those 291, 66 are in intensive care. Over the weekend, COVID-19 cases surged again with 2,630 cases reported Friday through Sunday for the state and 188 cases reported for Lane County. Also very concerning is the recent rise in cases in the Florence area. After a week that saw steady jumps in cases, the weekend count in Florence jumped another 13 cases, bringing the total to 229. There have been 36 new cases reported in Florence in just the past 2 weeks. After the death of a 50-year-old Oregon woman who had received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, the Oregon Health Authority has cleared the way for the vaccine to resume in Oregon. One stipulation is that healthcare providers and pharmacies must ensure that patients are informed of the potential risk, even though it has not been a widespread issue. There have been 2 deaths and 7 people that have experienced blood clots after receiving the vaccine. The warning from the Food and Drug Administration is for women under the age of 50 who could potentially experience clotting. Currently in Oregon, there are 124,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in storage. Florence City Council will meet in executive session today at 3:30 to consult with the city's labor negotiator. Executive sessions are not open to the public. The council's next public meeting will be on Monday, May 3rd. Highway 101 continues to be one lane south of town at the Silcoos River Bridge. Construction will be ongoing for approximately the next year as railings are replaced and the bridge is expanded. Traffic is being automatically controlled by a traffic signal, and caution is urged when approaching the construction zone. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, April 26, 2021.